Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Administrators at McKinleyville High School locked the school down for a brief time yesterday morning after receiving a notification that an armed man might have been in the area. Deputies are investigating a possible domestic violence incident near the school and that a suspect had fled and could be in the area. The school was quickly reopened after any potential danger had passed. Jack Kreider is the new chief executive officer at the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. He was on Talk Shop for the first time since he was hired earlier this year. Kreider, who comes to Humboldt from Astoria, Oregon, took a minute to compare the two areas.
Well, there is a lot of similarities. I mean, Astoria is going through kind of a nice little boom now, mostly driven from big box retailers that are taking advantage of the lack of taxes in Oregon and their borders with Washington, and also their close proximity to the Portland metro area. So it's all about location,
Kreider then went on to point out the jewel that Humboldt County has with its bay.
Flip side, as far as Humboldt, I definitely now have an appreciation of the Redwood Curtain and the challenges that creates. But certainly the assets here are phenomenal, and that was one of the things the commission, when I was interviewing, they asked, why on earth would you want to come to Humboldt County and the state of California? We're broke. And I simply said, well, with the asset of that bay, you'll never be broke.
Kreider went on to say that the bay offers plenty of opportunities to expand economic development on the bay, and that's his focus. Jason Warren, a man in custody and considered a person of interest in the death of Hoopa resident Dorothy Ulrich, as well as the hit-and-run death of Suzanne Seaman, was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Warren, who had been let out on a cruise waiver after pleading guilty to an assault with a deadly weapons charge stemming from an incident back in April, has been the focus of both investigations as well as media speculation. Warren was arrested in Eureka last week, just hours after the Hoopa murder and the hit-and-run. He had failed to appear at a scheduled sentencing date after pleading guilty. The investigation into Ulrich's death and the hit-and-run incident continue. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Now that rural residents across the state have begun receiving tax bills from the state forestry department, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association has stepped into the fight with a lawsuit against the state demanding refunds for those who have been billed. The $150 fee, passed back in 2010, has been sent to hundreds of thousands of property owners of rural parcels. It was passed with a simple majority vote and not the two-thirds needed to pass a tax increase. And the lawsuit alleges that the charge amounts to a tax and therefore is illegal. Local fire officials have also opposed the fee, not because of legislative regulations, but because thousands of local property owners already pay parcel taxes to fund local fire departments who protect rural areas. The County of Humboldt is asking property owners to wait until they receive their corrected yellow tax bill before paying their taxes. Due to an error, property tax bills with incorrect information were sent out last week. Therefore, the corrected yellow versions will be mailed out by the end of the month, and the original tax bills displaying correct rates for school bonds and the new bills, they correct the error. The county anticipates that the difference between the two bills will be very small in the vast majority of these cases, but as required by law, the county must ensure accuracy in all tax bills sent to property owners. If you have already made both installment payments and the corrected amount is less than what you have already paid, a refund check will be sent your way. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.